Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today as we face the issues. I pray that you look forward to and stay tuned each day and that you plan to join in the dialogue and discussion on issue after issue that our nation is faced with. May I remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, your discussion on the issue. Today we're talking about conflict, chaos, and confusion gripping America. I think that if we simply analyze what's happening in our nation, we'd all agree that that's basically the summarization of the events that we are faced with today. Conflicts, chaos, confusion, gripping America. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little insight as to some of what we are seeing before we have our opening monologue and open our lines for your dialogue and discussion. Here's an article that says, New York City banner shows Mayor de Blasio holding Lady Liberty's severed head, end quote. A banner unfurled over the Staten Island Expressway Tuesday shows the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio smirking as he holds up a picture, a sign, or a banner of Lady Liberty's severed bloody head, end quote. It's what he's doing in New York. He's severing the head of the greatest city on earth, said the artist that's behind the eye-grabbing artwork. I don't know if you call that artwork or not, but that gives you a good illustration of where Comrade de Blasio stands. He hates everything that's called America. He hates everything that's called constitutional liberties. He hates everything that we would call our Bill of Rights. He detests the Jewish people and their synagogues and worship. He absolutely has an animus toward anything that's called Christianity and spirituality. And if you go back and research the man's background, you understand why. He is an absolute socialist, Marxist, communist in the flesh that's out to destroy everything that we call near and dear, constitutionally speaking. That's what we're seeing today in the chaos, the confusion, and the conflict that's gripping our great nation today. Just about every avenue of society, just about each and every area of life, we're watching the disintegration of societal norms. I pray that you are continuing to pray today as Christians, asking God to intervene. I'm talking about direct intervention that will cause to cease and desist the demoralization, the devastation, and the ultimate destruction that's taking place in America. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on truth. It's the truth of God's word that ought to be the major barometer of what we do, what we say, where we stand, and what we believe that God would have us to do. Jesus talked about truth when he said in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus himself said, I am truth, in John 14:6. And then he gives a further elaboration on truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So let me commend to you the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That is the Bible. God has given us His Word, the Bible, as the source book of truth. It doesn't just contain truth or tidbit of truth. It is truth from Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation chapter 22. It is the book of truth. It is God's revealed will and direction for our lives and for the direction of the lives of those in society today. It was George Orwell many years ago that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the squad, and understand what this statement by George Orwell a number of years ago meant. In fact, Nancy Pelosi was unhappy with Trump when he called it the Wuhan virus. She was openly angered because he was blaming it on China, of all things. And now she is calling it the Trump virus. She is blaming COVID-19 on President Donald J. Trump, openly, volitionally, saying that it's the president's problem, that the president caused it. He's the one that's devastated America, et cetera, et cetera. All you need to do is look at the source and understand the rationale behind it. But ladies and gentlemen, I commend to you a very powerful statement from a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Let me challenge us to use that as the mantra for our life and living, that we're going to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even if we have to stand alone, even if it means standing for truth until death. I believe that's a challenge that we should adhere to and understand the seriousness of it and the day in which we're living in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in a turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a full knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about lawn care equipment, power equipment, and in particular about the hurricane preparedness equipment with the generators and backup power sources. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time, you find the gigantic flagpole there at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flagpole, Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say to you as we begin our monologue today that it's an eclectic coming together of statements and phrases and events and things that are taking place that I want to draw our attention to when we talk about conflict, chaos, confusion gripping America, because we see that. We see hysteria. We see fear. We see decisions being made by individuals based on fear and hysteria because the pandemic that has been generated by the news media and the weaponization of the virus by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say before you today, our nation is in trouble. Perhaps you already know that. Our nation is in trouble. Perhaps that's a statement that need not even be verbalized because we all see that. We're watching the very fabric of our society as it's unraveling day by day. Now, I'm not a pessimist, and I'm not saying this in a pessimistic form. I'm saying it as truth. Remember, this broadcast is about truth. I'm saying this based on truth. It would take a dummy, a blind person, one that's an ignoramus completely, not to be able to watch the news, listen to the news, look out around us, and see all of the indicators that's coming together that indicates, as a nation, we are unraveling day by day. Could this be happening, ladies and gentlemen, because of America's open rejection of God's authority and His Word? You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. It's found in Psalms 33:12. May I remind us, we wonder why it seems that the morals, the ethics, the values, the social status, the spiritual, political foundations have been absolutely diminished and now being destroyed. We have watched it, ladies and gentlemen. And what we're seeing is the open, in-your-face revolution. I remember back in 2012, I had the privilege of writing a book and publishing the work, Is It Time for Revolution? And I made the statement in the subtitle of the book, there will be a revolution. The question is, will it be the ballot box or the battlefield? And I think we're watching the crescendo of where this is going. I think we understand as citizens and as Christians in particular and as conservatives in general that we're seeing a tectonic change in America. Some ask the question, will we ever go back to normal? The answer to that is succinctly stated, no. We'll never go back to what you and I recall growing up and living into the past several years that would be considered normal America. We'll never go back to that. Now, that's not a negative statement. It's a factual statement. We'll never go back to what you and I would call normal. There's no such thing as normal today. If you don't believe that, watch what is happening across the nation with the wacko mayors and governors that's in charge of the loose, lax, lost liberal cities, and it's as a result of a diminishing sense of the great experiment, as it is called, the United States of America. They are failing to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, or they realize and do not care, that once we pass the threshold of what I have been calling the tipping point, once we have passed that, there's no turning back. No turning back. America cannot be revived after a certain point in history and time and events. And yet we're watching the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa thugs across America absolutely dismantling, destroying, eviscerating our constitutional liberties and freedoms. Here's some of the things that I have simply outlined very briefly that I believe we can consider easily the cause and effect of what we're seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, we've watched as God has been banished from the public arena in America. God's been banished. God is not welcomed in the halls of Congress. God is not welcomed in the Capitol building in general. God's not welcomed in the minds of the liberal Democrats, the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. Generally speaking, God is not honored, welcomed, or recognized even among the so-called conservatives, those that say that they're for you and for me and for delivering America from the evils that it is being directed in, being stated by the rhinos, Republicans in name only. And I say that very succinctly, ladies and gentlemen, because even in the midst of the chaos, the confusion, and the absolute conflict that we see America in today, we see only a few words coming out of the so-called conservative Republicans. And all they're interested in, the reason they're now whining, is because of their political future. In fact, one of those so-called Republicans that consider himself a conservative that's totally silent got a newsletter briefing from him the other day that said, I need your help. I'm fighting the battle of my life. Well, my question is, what have you been doing for the battle of the life of America? And yet we see that permeates our society today. The name of Jesus in the public schools in America is now anathema. We're talking about now banning God, banning Jesus in the name of Jesus. Today, it's wrong that is considered right and right that's considered wrong. Today in America, you are forbidden to pray in Jesus' name, especially if it is in a political arena. You're looked at as a nutcase. You're looked at as a Jesus freak, looked at in a disparaging fashion if we stand publicly for the name of Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It's because of our belief in God. It's because of our stand based on the Word of God. It's because of America's position that was birthed as a relationship to God through our founding fathers and the founding documents that we have, that God has blessed America as no other nation on the face of the globe. Today, ladies and gentlemen, our constitutional republic is threatened by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. Threatened. And yet there's silence from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and AOC, other than they're screaming aloud that we need to absolutely eviscerate and destroy anything that's called a Bill of Rights. In fact, we have several Islamic jihadists in the House and the Senate. And as a result of the Islamic jihadists and the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrats in general, there's a push as never in my lifetime to absolutely destroy the fundamental foundation of the United States of America. Prayer in the public arena, prayer in the classroom, prayer in any place other than, as the socialist, Marxist, Democrats say, that as Christians, you little nitwit nobodies, if you want to pray, you need to do that in private. If you want to worship, you need to do that in private. If you want to worship, go online. If you want to worship, find some other methodology or means by which it can be done other than publicly going into the house of worship. Ladies and gentlemen, Islamic teachings today fill our students' textbooks. I'm going over a basic itinerary or a list of where we are in America today that I believe has brought us to the point that we're in, that's brought us to this point of demarcation where we have literally approximately 100 days for Americans to decide, do we want a socialist, Marxist dictatorship governance, or do we want to maintain a constitutional republic? That's your choice. That's your decision. Got less than 100 days or about 100 days to make that decision. And I pray to God, ladies and gentlemen, that we make the decision that we want to maintain, that we want to remain a nation that's under God, that we want to maintain the liberties and the freedoms that our Bill of Rights and our founding documents have afforded us for 244 years. America today, ladies and gentlemen, has more teaching in our textbooks about Islam and about Black Lives Matter than about all of the teachings of the foundation of our nation. Christopher Columbus has been removed. Christopher Columbus' statue now, among others, are being destroyed because he wasn't a good guy at all, according to the modern remaking of history in our textbooks and others. Abortion, ladies and gentlemen, today is totally legal. Babies can now be murdered legally and accepted by most of society. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we've legalized sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle living and sodomite marriages. Today, we're witnessing a Marxist versus constitutionalist facing off for president of the United States. We're watching Joe Biden. By the way, he has said months ago that he would have three debates with President Trump. Time that was said, I told my wife, I said, that won't happen. Joe Biden will not stand on a platform any place and debate President Donald J. Trump. There's going to be the contention that he wants to protect citizens, so therefore he's not going to have a great gathering where he and President Trump are on the platform. There will be an excuse that will prevent it. There will be, hear me, there will be no public debate between President Donald J. Trump and the Marxist socialist Joe Biden. That will not happen. There is a move underfoot by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats to shelter Joe Biden away from any potentiality of being asked questions that's not already pre-planned and predetermined a set answer to be given. In fact, it'd be an impossibility to be anything but a laughable affair if there were to be any public debate by Joe Biden. They're trying to circumvent that potentiality because they know that Joe Biden is not a proper candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. The Democratic Party realizes that themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the Islamic jihadists in the U.S. House and the Senate calling for the overthrow of America. Ilhan Omar and her other constituents that are coming out of the Islamic jihadist background. They are openly challenging. I'm talking about from the well of the House and the Senate, openly challenging America and suggesting that America is wicked and evil and should be overthrown with a totally new form of governance. Ilhan Omar is majorly the major one that's verbalizing that. But ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say this. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are rioting, vandalizing, burning our cities, and the politicians are silent. Politicians are silent. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Psalms 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That ought to be the challenge for you today. If the foundations, the foundation of our nation, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Because hear me, ladies and gentlemen, if the foundations are destroyed, there is no hope for Christianity. There is no hope whatsoever for churches to survive or to ever reopen. If the foundations are destroyed, our liberties are destroyed. If the foundations be destroyed, it destroys anything that's called morality, spirituality, and freedom in the United States of America. For those that somehow, some way, have been brainwashed by the Marxist professors in our colleges and universities. If there were any hope at all that would come through that age group, they have been so brainwashed that it's an impossibility for them to see America as the city, shining city on a hill. I believe that was the term that Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, used. It's an impossibility for them to see otherwise because they've been taught that America is evil and wicked and bad, and that those teachings have come out of the Marxist, Leninist, communist professors that absolutely permeate our system of higher education in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about conflicts, chaos, confusion gripping America. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Telephone call gets you directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions. I'd love to know where you stand. Do you believe that we're on the wrong track? Do you believe that Joe Biden would make a president that would be suitable for our nation? Do you believe that we should sit back in silence as Christians and as conservatives? Do you believe that our nation's security is in danger? Love to hear from you. 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, our biblical foundations are indeed being destroyed. Our biblical foundations are indeed being destroyed. As I've said two other times so far in this broadcast, may I, at the risk of redundancy, say again. We have approximately 100 days, approximately 100 days before the election. And within 100 days, we the people are going to make a decision as to what we're going to do in our vote at the ballot box. We'll decide exactly what type of governance we want for our children and for our grandchildren and our children's children. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Joe Biden quotes the Hadith. The Hadith is the musings and sayings of none other than Muhammad himself. He says, Joe Biden quotes the Hadith, wants more Islamic teachings in our schools. Biden kicks off his speech by saying, wishing we taught more in our schools about Islamic faith. And then later, vowing to rescind Trump's vile, he calls it, Muslim ban. On the first day, the ban instituted for the security reasons is temporary and includes most immigrants and travelers from Iran, Libya, Somalia, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. The Million Muslim Summit is hosted by Emerge, Emgage Action, said to be the largest Muslim American political action committee. The bill itself as a national, they bill themselves as a national nonpartisan organization working to ensure equal constitutional rights, social privilege, and political opportunities for unprecedented communities. Ladies and gentlemen, that should give you enough if I didn't say anything else about Joe Biden. He is unqualified to be the president of the United States of America if he's wanting to embrace Islam and the Islamic jihadists and have more of their teachings in our textbooks for our students. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I go to a different church on what you go to on Old St. Augustine Road, and a Christian Family Chapel. You probably heard of it. And
yes.
Anyway, I'm a retired over the road truck driver, 69 years, almost 69, and basically do just part time work now. But I mean, I grew up in Mississippi back in the 60s, and I remember in the eighth grade class they had some, you know, they didn't have videos back then. It's mostly projectors they showed, you know, in the auditorium about the dangers of communism, you know. And back in those days, we'd hear just how terrible communism was, you know. And I remember just now, I mean, like you were saying, I think in all these universities and all, they teach them how wonderful communism is and how terrible,
yes,
you know, Americanism, patriotism is.
Yes.
And they've just been brainwashed is what it looks like to me, you know. And
You're exactly right, and that is taking place. In fact, it was, I believe it was Lenin, if I'm not mistaken, that made the statement that give 4 years of teaching any student in any school, 4 years of teaching the positive things about Lenin and about Marxism, etc., that they would be a warrior for Marxism for the rest of their lives. And we have been watching that now in our schools for about 50 years where this has been taught, and we are reaping the harvest of that socialist Marxist agenda. In fact, I have said of recent, the best thing that could happen is for we, the Americans, simply say we'll no longer send our sons and our daughters and our grandkids to any of the so-called prestigious universities and colleges in America. I'd rather have a child that's a dummy, academically speaking, than to be in those institutions that will destroy the morals and the ethics and the values, and especially the view on the United States of America. But you're exactly right, brother. But keep on keeping on. By the way, you said you're 69. You're still a young man. So
In fact,
I've said for years and years and years, I can't find the word retirement in my Bible. And my retirement, as I call it, will be, and I get my transfer pass from this earth to old glory. And so I'm looking forward to that. But, brother, keep on keeping on. Keep on looking up. Lift him up our heads for our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you. And thank
God
you so
bless
much
you.
For your call today.
I'll continue to pray for your healing and all. I'm glad you got
Amen.
Through the surgery good. God bless
Amen.
You and keep up the good
God
work.
Bless you. Thank you, sir. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we've faced in America. Joe Biden, we get a full Marxist, socialist, communist system of governance. With Joe Biden, we will destroy our Bill of Rights and our freedom of speech and worship. With Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, he will cause to be confiscated all rights to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden will defund and destroy our police departments. By the way, you know, there's been a little uproar, but whether or not that was said, it was one of the Fox News anchor hosts that was interviewing President Trump and challenged President Trump's statement when he said that Joe Biden said that he would defund the police. That was not the term that Joe Biden used, correct. But he did say that he would totally re-envision law enforcement in America. And he's talking about the same thing. And that is one of the communist points, one of the Marxist points of view, and that is to destroy police authority and to have anything to do with law enforcement so that the rule and the reign on the streets would be chaos and confusion. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have Joe Biden as president, we will simply look at a puppet president. Listen carefully. Whoever the running mate will be for Joe Biden, he's waiting until the last minute to announce it. Whoever that running mate will be, if Joe Biden wins the election within 90 days, that running mate, that vice presidential running mate, will be the de facto president of the United States of America. That's how serious Joe Biden's condition is with any mental acuity and ability. Whoever's the vice presidential candidate, if Joe Biden is elected, that person will become the de facto president within 90 days. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial as we continue to look at today chaos, conflict, confusion that's gripping America.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.